Task 3. You will listen to a meeting between Mr. Shum, Mary Chan and yourself about the new self-study room. As you listen, fill in the missing information in the spaces provided on the note sheet. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Okay, good morning, everybody. Thanks for coming to the meeting today. I know today is Friday and I'm sure you've got other things to do on a Friday afternoon, but hopefully the meeting will be a short one. Right, Mary, let me introduce you to Chris. Chris is helping me design the self-study room.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Chris, Mary is our new librarian. She can advise us on all matters related to our school library and the new self-study room. Okay. Right, as I said in my email, I wanted to discuss what new facilities could be added to the self-study room. Chris, I want to hear what you think of the new self-study room.
Well, I must say that I am really happy to know that we will soon have a place where we can hang out and do our homework. I think it is wonderful. Although we have the school library, we cannot really study there.
What do you mean, Chris?
Our library is embarrassing. Students are always saying that. The library is too small, and there are not enough chairs and tables. I mean, you can hardly find a seat in the library after school hours.
Yeah, I agree with Chris. I had a tour of the library the other day, and I noticed that the library was not very student-friendly.
Not student-friendly?
Yeah, the library is too dark, and as Chris pointed out, there are not enough chairs and tables for students.
I know what you guys mean. That's because our library is old and we haven't got the funding yet to renovate it. I know it desperately needs an upgrade. Anyway, I think the self-study room will be a welcome addition to our school.
One thing for sure is that the self-study room will provide a comfortable environment for students to do their homework and discuss their group projects after school.
Just let me note that down. The self-study room will provide a comfortable environment for students to do their homework and discuss their group projects.
I think the biggest advantage of having a room like this is that it encourages students to do self-study. Research has shown that students can learn more effectively if they study on their own in a comfortable environment.
So, those are the advantages. Now let's move on to discuss what facilities we can add to the self-study room to make it more appealing to students. I know that we're going to put 2 computers in the self-study room, and there'll be some tables and chairs. What else can we add? Any suggestions?
I suggest adding an all-in-one printer. You know, the kind of printer that can print, scan and photocopy.
Wait, but we are going to have a photocopying machine in the self-study room.
Oh, that's right. In that case, I suggest we add a printer, a simple one, to the self-study room.
A printer? Sure, why not?
How about adding a vending machine?
A vending machine? You mean to sell soft drinks to students?
Yeah, a vending machine to sell soft drinks and bottled water. I was thinking students may get thirsty when they study.
Sounds good. We can put a vending machine in the self-study room since eating and drinking is allowed in the room.
Since there are 4 long desks in the self-study room, I suggest we put 4 to 5 table lamps on each of the desks.
Good idea, and they'll look good too.
Shall we provide lockers in the self-study room? The lockers can be rented to students for a small fee at a time. You know, Some senior form students may want to store their books, bags and files in the self-study room.
I'm fine with adding lockers to the self-study room. Right, OK. Let's move on to the actions we need to take. First, the printer, the vending machine, the table lamps and the lockers. Mary, can you be responsible for those?
You mean...
To buy a printer, a vending machine and some table lamps, and to look into the possibility of installing lockers in the self-study room.
Yeah, I know a company that supplies printers, vending machines and table lamps. I can contact the company. Maybe I can ask the company if they will construct some lockers for us.
OK, right. You contact the company, Mary.
Why don't I conduct a survey to find out what other facilities students want in the self-study room?
Great idea, Chris. It's really important that we get students' views on this. I think a survey of the students is an excellent idea. So yeah, you can do that, Chris. And I'll think of the rules and regulations for using the self-study room. That's about all we can do today. Let's meet again next week at the same time.
OK.
That is the end of task 3. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.